The discussion about the bread of life continues in today's gospel. It's remarkable that in this short passage, the word bread occurs 6 times. The crowd, who have already received loaves and fishes at the multiplication, now ask for a further sign, as if that miracle wasn't enough for them. It seems they hadn't understood the multiplication as God's sign, as God's way of proclaiming Jesus as the one sent to them by God. In its commentary on this passage, the New International Version Study Bible tells us, quote, "A popular Jewish expectation was that when the Messiah came, he would renew the sending of manna. The crowd probably reasoned that Jesus had done little compared to Moses. He had fed 5,000. Moses had fed a nation. He did it once. Moses did it for 40 years. He gave ordinary bread. Moses gave bread from heaven." Jesus refutes this argument, telling the crowd that the manna was only a sign or a symbol, feeding the body but not the spirit. He tells them, "My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, which gives life to the world." This true bread of heaven, this bread of God, is the one which conquers death and gives life. It's Jesus himself. Jesus solemnly declares, "I am the bread of life." This is the first of 7 ego eimi, or I am, statements in John's gospel that recall God's name being revealed to Moses at the burning bush in the book of Exodus. As Jesus had said earlier in chapter 4 of John's gospel, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to complete his work." To eat the bread of life means believing in Jesus and accepting the way that he teaches us. Although I believe that Jesus is the bread of life, I also know that all too often I come before the Lord like those in the crowd demanding another sign. Too often I fail to recognize that I am surrounded by signs of God's love and care. Having said that, I doubt if any sign would ever guarantee my belief, because, ultimately, faith in the Lord is always a decision of the heart and the soul, rather than a purely reasoned conclusion. Today, many people are seeking a sign from God. In what ways can we be one of those signs? God bless.